We're looking at cloudy skies with occasional snow showers and or flurries. We'll have a high of about 36. Around the area, temperature-wise, we go to Kenosha, where right now it's just overcast and 30 degrees. In Milwaukee, it's 31, 28 in Burlington, 30 also in Racine. Well, it's back to more winter-like conditions, well, with the snow and the colder temperatures for this morning. But MacuWeather's Bill Dagher says it appears that what fell overnight, pretty much done with that.
I think most of the accumulating snow is over. Just a few flurries or a leftover snow shower out there for the rest of today. The wind will probably stay pretty gusty as we head through the rest of the week and into the weekend. So tomorrow we fail to even hit the freezing mark for a high. Close to 30 for the high. We have the opportunities for flurries tomorrow and again on Saturday. Just a copy-and-paste type forecast.
Dagher indicating southeast Wisconsin may have the occasional bout with some light snow in the next week, but nothing significant for accumulation. Certainly not Madison is what they're digging out from this morning. A lot of snow there. Also, nothing even close to the almost foot of snow that hit in the La Crosse area. Part of Chicory Road between Lathrop Avenue and Knoll Place on the far southwest side of Racine closed this morning except for businesses and buses and parents going off to Dr. Jones Elementary School. That because of an accident that led to a power line coming down. That closure lasting about half an hour just ended a little brief time ago. We Energies now has a repair crew on the scene. They are dealing with that problem. It's a long-considered conditional use permit for Verizon Wireless to put up four-foot-tall antennas and some other equipment on top of a 115-year-old building in downtown Racine at the southwest corner of 6th and Main Streets. It's now been approved by the City Plan Commission after a lot of debate and concern about the history of that structure and the district. Not a perfect solution, according to Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski, but the latest proposal does seem to be acceptable. Downtown business owner J.J. McAuliffe arguing only against that particular location.
I walk down the street and I look at our architecture, I look at our buildings, and I'm proud to call this home. We have a very classic, turn-of-the-century, historic downtown. I just don't see where this would fit in place with our downtown.
Jerry Dumont co-owns Dewey's Restaurant at the street level for that building. She said they're just trying to make a living, offering some revenue from a company and getting no real help in the meantime from the city and or local banks when it was needed.
When we purchased that building 5 years ago, the first floor, you looked in it, it was empty. It was demolished inside. Nobody seemed to care too much about that building at the time. When we went around and tried to get a loan to open our business there, we couldn't get a loan, not from RCDC, not from any bank in the city of Racine. So my husband and I went and got a personal loan, mortgaged what we had, and got a loan from the city of Milwaukee.
Verizon's location consultant explained that a handful of downtown sites were looked at. They didn't prove available, though, for different reasons. Said the other carriers already have a presence downtown. Plan Commission unanimously recommended approval of the Verizon permit for those antennas to the Common Council. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the December jobless rate in the city of Racine, it still led the state, but it was down to 5.4% from 5.5% in November, and it compared to 6% a year earlier. Kenosha was third behind Milwaukee at 4.7%, same as in November, less than the 5.2% in December of 2015. Caledonia inching up to 4.1%, Mount Pleasant down to 3.9%, Oak Creek up a bit to 3.5%. Racine County's December jobless figure, steady, 4.4%, steady in Kenosha at 4.2%, Milwaukee County dropping to 4.5%. In Rock County Circuit Court, former Sturtevant resident Keith Abbott has been found competent to stand trial for the 2011 murder of Racine's Kristen Miller and the dumping of her body in a park, setting the stage for a trial in September. The 53-year-old Abbott allegedly killing the 33-year-old victim, with whom court documents say he was having an affair and that she had been asking him for money to keep quiet. His defense attorney arguing Abbott suffers from hallucinations. Have been some previous competency hearings, some with Abbott able to help in his defense, others in which he was deemed not able to. City of Racine Health Department is encouraging residents, test your homes for the presence of radon. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Radon is an odorless radioactive gas that's naturally present in the ground and can enter buildings through the foundations. Exposure to the gas is the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers and the second leading cause overall. Each year, about 21,000 Americans die from lung cancer caused by exposure to radon. Affordable do-it-yourself radon test kits are available from the City of Racine Environmental Health Department at City Hall. The price is $6 for a short-term test and $10 for a long-term test. If a home is found to have a high radon level, a professionally installed radon reduction system will remove it. More information is available from the City of Racine Health Department. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine Unified School Board this week approving the official calendar for the 2017-18 school year. Superintendent Lolly Haas saying administration had been hoping for a different start end time format, a proposal, of course, that got pulled from consideration earlier. So there are elementary school extra half days for English and language arts curriculum.
This calendar does include 5 additional half day early releases for elementary teachers than we have in the current calendar. And the reason for that is that next year we will be this year we have a new math curriculum, next year will be a new English language arts curriculum, and that most heavily impacts our elementary teachers, since reading is so core to what they do.
She noted elementary schools always calculate out to far more minutes at the end of the term than the middle or the high schools.
Also, we were able to do that for elementary, that, and we cannot do that to the same extent for middle or high because of the calculation of minutes, length of school day, etc. But we are pleased with this calendar in that it does have that opportunity for elementary teachers to have some additional 5 additional half days to spend thinking, planning, and working on English language arts curriculum implementation.
Board members are reminded by administration when you're scheduling, it includes consideration of the high schoolers many times taking care of younger siblings. First day of the 2017-18 school calendar year, September 5th. Final date is going to be June the 12th, weather, of course, permitting. And if you have a UW-Madison student scheduled to graduate in the spring and you're a fan of the ABC TV show Modern Family, you want to take note. The commencement speaker is going to be the sitcom's co-creator Steve Levitan, a 1984 graduate. In fact, he's got a Facebook posting about it with the series co-star Ty Burrell, who plays Phil Dunphy on the show.
If I'm not real, how come you're here talking to me?
Because they wanted somebody famous to do this video with me.
Sorry, and I may be overthinking this, but doesn't that make you look even less famous?
Yeah, I'm starting to regret this for a whole bunch of reasons.
Well, I'm sure Wisconsin isn't. They're very lucky to have you.
May 13th commencement is going to be taking place inside Camp Randall Stadium. Levitan graduated with a bachelor's degree in communications. His resume also includes such work on notable TV shows like Back to You, Stacked, Just Shoot Me, and Frasier. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.